Umuwi ka na, iha. Ayoko pa po. Ito ang sagot sa akin ng isang dalagita when I was urging her na umuwi na sa kanyang pamilya after 1 week na naglayas. Naglayas ng bahay. She's been attending our youth group nung youth pastor pa ho ako sa Pilipinas years ago. And her friend convinced her na makipag-usap po sa akin para makareceive ng counsel. Ayaw niyang umuwi dahil natatakot siya. Natatakot siya makagalitan ng kanyang tatay. Baka daw sigawan siya, baka pagpahiyain, itakwil, pagbuhatan ng kamay. Sabi ko, I believe your father is worried and I know he will be glad na makita kanya. And true to it, after speaking sa kanyang magulang at agad nang nagkita sila, agad-agad po siyang sinalubong ng kanyang father and mother, niyakap, pinatawad, tinanggap. Mga kaibigan, does this describe you today? Does this describe your view of God? Matagal ka nang lumalayo sa Panginoon. Marahil dahil sa kasalanang nagawa? Or you feel na you are not good enough? Or baka dahil pakiramdam mo ay napakadumi mo? Dahil sa mga nagawa mong mga kasalanan ng nakaraan. And you are afraid na once na lumapit ka sa Diyos, ay hindi ka na niya tatanggapin. Baka tapunan ka ng kidlat. Kaya pag niyayaya ka sa church, ang madalas mong sinasabing pabiro is, naku, wag na, baka masunog ako pag pumunta ako ng church. O hindi ako para sa mga ganyang gathering. How will the Lord respond to me if I come to Him? How would He respond if I come to Him in repentance? Well, yun ang titingnan natin ngayong umaga. How the Lord responded to Judah when they cried out to Him in repentance. We are now in part 3 on our sermon series on the book of Joel, a call to return to the Lord. Sa unang linggo ng ating pag-aaral sa chapter 1, Joel opened his book by attributing ang devastating locust attack to God as his judgment on Judah's rebellion. Kagagawa ng Panginoon. Ang locust infestation was so bad that they ate everything. They ate all plant life and left everything dry. Nagbistulang wasteland ang dating lush at green na lupain. The locust plague was so bad na kung saan na yung panahon na yun ay nasabayan din po ng drought. Walang ulan. Ultimo ang mga elements na essential na para sa daily offering gaya ng grain offering at saka drink offering were cut off. Naapektuhan po ang kanilang livelihood. Wala na silang food supply. There was no happiness, no hope, and no fellowship with God. Pagdating naman sa chapter 2, ang mensahe na binigay ng Panginoon through the prophet para sa mga tao provides also no comfort or hope. Dahil ang description ng locust invasion sa chapter 1 ay na-heighten pagdating sa chapter 2 by the use of more powerful imagery. The prophet compares yung locust to an invading army na parating that points to the final day of the Lord. Ngunit pagdating naman sa verse 12 ng chapter 2 na inaral po natin last week, the Lord offers grace and calls His people to repent and return to Him. And He was not looking for an outward, superficial repentance of tearing of clothes, but one that comes from deep heart contrition A heart that longs for God. Our passage last week ended in verse 17, and allow me to read it again sa Christian Standard Bible. Joel 2:17, "Have pity on your people, Lord, and do not make your inheritance a disgrace, an object of scorn among the nations." They prayed that God would have compassion sa kanila for His name's sake. How did the Lord respond to Judah's repentance? Ano ang mangyayari sa kanila sa response ng Panginoon? Anong dapat natin i-expect na response ng Panginoon when we go to Him in repentance? Ang prayer po natin ngayong umaga, as we study God's Word today, ay ma-amaze po tayo on how God, in His mercy, rescues and restores undeserving sinners tulad po natin as we humbly call on His name for salvation. We only have one point ngayong umaga, and hopefully it will be the overarching theme that we will be hearing throughout the passage. And the main point is this: mercy comes to those who call on the name of the Lord. Mercy comes to those who call on the name of the Lord. Tignan natin how the Lord responds to Judah's genuine prayer of repentance. So verse 18. Look at verse 18. "Then the Lord became jealous for His land and had pity on His people." Upon His people's repentance, God responded with care and compassion toward His land and towards His people. Naawa ang Panginoon sa kalagayan ng Israel. God extended mercy sa kanila. Basahin po natin ang verses 19 to 27 sa English Standard Version. Ang sabi po dyan sa verse 19. "The Lord answered and said to His people, 'Behold, I am sending to you grain, wine, and oil, and you will be satisfied. I will no more make you a reproach among the nations. I will remove the northerner far from you and drive him into a parched and desolate land, his vanguard into the eastern sea and his rear guard into the western sea. The stench and foul smell of him will rise, for he has done great things. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done great things. Fear not, you beast of the field, for the pastures and of the wilderness are green. The tree bears its fruit, and the fig tree, the vine, give their full yield. Verse 23, be glad, O children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for He has given the early rain for your benediction. He has poured down for you abundant rain, the early and the latter rain as before. The threshing floor shall be full of grain. The vat shall overflow with wine and oil. I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the hopper, the destroyer, and the cutter, my great army, which I sent among you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never again be put to shame. You shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and there is none else. And my people shall never again be put to shame." Napansin niyo ba yung verses 19 hanggang 27 ay ang complete reversal ng ruin ng chapter 1? Parang ang dating ay parang punto per punto, sinagot po niya yung mga devastations ng chapter 1. God lifted His hand of judgment against them because they have repented. They trusted. They turned back, returned to the Lord. Sabi sa verse 25 ng Joel chapter 2, "I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the hopper, the destroyer, and the cutter, my great army which I sent among you. This is a restoration from the destruction in chapter 1 verse 4, using the same language. Pagdating naman sa verse 21, the land rejoices, samantalang sa chapter 1 verse 10, the ground mourns. You see yung reverse ng ginagawa niya? So verse 22, ang mga beast of the field are commanded not to fear dahil meron na silang makakain. Matataba na ang damo at namungumunga na ang mga halaman at puno. Samantalang sa chapter 1 verse 18, the beast groan and the herd are perplexed dahil sa huge, na malaki ang nawala sa kanilang kinakain at dahil meron din drought, wala silang mainom. So verse 23, nanumbalik ang kasiyahan sa mga tao dahil umulan na. If you are in Dubai and you know na bihira tayo maka-experience ng ulan, minsan kapag mahina ang ulan, kaya gusto namin malakas ang ulan, dahil iba rin ang story pag malakas ang ulan, pag nakita natin na umulan ng kahit konti, natutuwa po tayo, no? Minsan yung iba sa atin, naliligo pa sa labas. Sa kanila, drought, and all of a sudden, there's rain. Nanumbalik ang kasiyahan ng mga tao. Samantala sa chapter 1, verse 16, punong-puno ng kalungkutan dahil wala nang makain at mainom. And God will also destroy yung mga armies na ito na mga kaaway nila. Hindi lamang ito mere restoration ng joy ng tao from chapter 1. Ang situation po nito ay hindi okay, nawala yan. Ngayon sa chapter 2, binalik ko na. So, parehas na parehas. Hindi po. This is returning them to a much greater joy. Mas higit pa sa nawala sa kanila. Yun po yung sinasabi ng Panginoon. A much greater prosperity, overflowing goodness ng Panginoon ang pinakita niya. From punishment to pity, from devastation to satisfaction. Mercy comes to those who call on the name of the Lord. Now, basahin naman natin muli ang verses 26 hanggang verse 27. Sabi po dyan, "You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never again be put to shame." Verse 27, "You shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and there is none else. And my people shall never again be put to shame." May napansin ba kayo sa dalawang verses na ito? Well, dapat. Kasi dalawang beses po nabanggit, "I shall never put my people's name in shame again." Dalawang beses yun. Hindi na sila mapapahiya. Bakit masyadong concern ng Panginoon that His people be never again put to shame? Well, it's because Israel is God's people. Iniligay niya ang pangalan niya sa kanila. He chose them and identified Himself with His people. If they are shamed, then He is shamed. If God's people are shamed, God Himself is shamed. That is why ito ang prayer request ng Judah sa verse 17, yung binasa natin kanina. "Have pity on your people, Lord, and do not make your inheritance a disgrace, an object of scorn among the nations." Kapag nakita nila na tinatalo sila ng mga kaaway, pag nakita na kung saan wala halos natira sa kanilang natural resources, pag nakikita na nagugutom sila, naghihirap sila, pagtatawanan sila ng mga ibang lahi at saan, nasaan ang Diyos nyo? Now the concern is really yung pangalan ng Panginoon. God's great purpose sa lahat ng mga locust infestations to worldwide judgment to the blessings that He has restored to Israel and more is to remind them that there is no other God except Yahweh. Yun po yung sinasabi. Yun ang message na binibigyan ng Panginoon. Look at verse 27. "You shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and there is none else, and my people shall never be again be put to shame." Sabi dyan, "I am in the midst of Israel. I am the Lord your God, and there is none other." No one else can take the place of God's throne. No one else can sit on God's throne kung hindi siya lang. A Greek philosopher named Claudius Ptolemy described a certain system na ang earth daw ay ang center ng universe. Kaya before the 17th century, it was believed by many na ang sun, moon, planets, stars revolve around earth. Yun ang paniniwala ng mga tao noon. Dahil ang isa sa mga basehan nila ay nakikita nilang sumisikat ang araw sa east, ang lumulubog siya sa west. The earth was what seems like a solid and seemingly immovable. Parang hindi gumagalaw. Ang gumagalaw yung mga planeta sa paligid niya, yung mga stars, araw at saka buwan. Until a man named Copernicus theorized na ang sun ang center ng ating universe. And the earth and other planets revolve around it. This theory ay katawa-tawa sa kanila nung panahon na yon. Then Galileo Galilei, who invented the telescope, published his work in support of the sun-centered theory. Now, with the advancement ng modern science sa panahon natin ngayon, we definitely, accurately know na ang Earth ay hindi center ng ating solar system. Hindi po ba? Now, nakakakabaho yan kung hindi natin alam. Okay, ang sun ang center ng ating solar system and all of the planets, moons, kasama ang earth ay umiikot po, nagre-revolve around the sun. No planet in our solar system has the gravity to maintain order in our solar system. Ang araw lang. Friends, this is a picture of most of us here. We try to maintain order in our lives on our own. Kasi ang tingin natin sa sarili natin, tayo ang center ng universe. Everything should revolve around us. It's all about us. Tayong pinakamahalaga. Tayong priority, ang kagustuhan natin ang dapat masunod. Ang opinion natin lang ang laging tama. Ako ang sovereign ng aking buhay. Sa akin umiikot ang mundo. And we do not care if we go against God-given authorities in our lives. Para makuha lang ang gusto natin, we go against our parents. We go against our spouses, our teachers, company policies. We go against the law of the land. And we even go against God. Kasi tayo ang center ng ating buhay. We become the central authority ng buhay natin na dapat belongs only to God. At dahil dyan, pati yung mga mahal natin sa buhay, gusto natin iikot sila sa ating sphere. Friends, none of us possess the gravity to be God, even sa ating sariling buhay. We can never take God's place and should never receive worship na dapat lamang sa Kanya. This is rebellion against God, and according sa passage natin last week, the final day of the Lord is near. At lahat ng mga nagre-rebelde sa Kanya will be judged. Paul in 1 Corinthians and in Romans describes to us those who will face God's judgment kapag nagpapatuloy sa karebeldihan. 1 Corinthians 6:9-10, Paul says, "Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God." Sabi naman sa Romans 1:29-32, "They will fill they were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil covetousness, malice. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Though they know God's righteous decree that those who practice such things deserve to die, they not only do them but give approval to those who practice them. Death po ang katapat ng pagpapatuloy po ng karebeldehan ng isang tao. Friends, the good news is that Jesus came not to judge the world, but to save it. God the Father sent His Son, Jesus, who lived and died for our sins on the cross, receiving God's full wrath in our place. The righteous for the unrighteous to bring us to God. His resurrection from the grave proves that God accepted His sacrifice and has defeated sin, death, and Satan. Ang chapter 2 is a sandwich. It is a sandwich between two great devastations. Yung una ay yung past locust infestation, at ang pangalawa naman yung coming day of the Lord. Mga kaibigan, ang tamang response on both devastations ay repent. Repent. Humble ourselves before God in repentance and faith in Christ. Mga kaibigan, maring nandito ka ngayon at nag-hesitate kang lumapit sa Panginoon. Maring ang nasa isip mo, yung ginawa mo ay walang kapatawaran. Or, tingin mo sa sarili mo, napakasama ko. Or maybe, meron kang nagawa na walang nakakaalam. But ayaw mong sabihin, ayaw mo i-open ng buhay mo dahil natatakot ka. At dahil dyan, ayaw mo rin ilapit sa Panginoon dahil sa takot. Or tingin mo, napakadungis mo at wala ka ng pag-asa. Maaring ang nasa isip natin, kung aking mga magulang nga, ang mga kapatid, mga mahal sa buhay, ang sinasabi nila, wala na akong pag-asa. Sumuko na sila sa akin. Malamang pati ang Diyos susuko sa akin. Mga kaibigan, kung ikaw ito, ang mabuting balita ay may pag-asa ka. May pag-asa ka. Because God's mercy, grace, and restoration come to those who believe in Christ for salvation. Mga kaibigan, ang nangyari sa Israel ay isang larawan para sa atin kung paano mag-respond ang Panginoon if we turn to Him and if we return to Him with all our hearts, He will be a compassionate God to us. He will be merciful to us. He will cleanse us. He will restore us and He will save us. Huwag na po tayo mag-atubili. And so we can join the psalmist, so Psalm 16 verse 11, when he said, "You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." Psalm 92 verse 4, For you, O Lord, have made me glad. By your work, at the works of your hand, I sing for joy. Mga kaibigan ko, repent from living a life at the center of your universe and trust the Son, Jesus Christ, to be at the center of your life. He should be the Son na nakapagitna ng buhay mo, ng universe mo. Repent and turn to Jesus for salvation. Mga kapatid sa Panginoon, how about us? Are we living a Christ-centered life? Or are we living a me-centered life? Or maybe we are trying to live the Christ-centered life, pero in our own way and strength. As mentioned kanina, God is so concerned about His name being shamed because He is concerned about His glory. God is so concerned about His glory. So, brothers and sisters, ito din ba ang concern natin sa ating buhay? Are you concerned sa glory ng Panginoon sa buhay mo? Sa paraan kung paano tayo magtrabaho, masasabi ba natin this will glorify God's name? Sa mga relationships na involved tayo, masasabi ba natin itong relationships na ito or the activities being done in these relationships will glorify God's name? As a member of Crossroads, would you say the way you are treating or not treating members dito sa Crossroads would glorify God's name? Is the manner of your life with outsiders and non-Christians adorn the gospel of Christ and glorify God's name? If we profess to be followers of the Lord Jesus Christ and live a life na parang professing non-believer, then it's a shame. Kasi sabi sa Romans 2:24, the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. So I urge you, brothers and sisters, repent. Basahin po natin ang verses 28 hanggang 31. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Even on the male and female servants in those days I will pour out my spirit. And I will show wonders in the heavens on the earth, blood and fire, columns of smoke. The sun shall be dark, turned to darkness, the moon to blood, before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be those who escape, as the Lord has said. And among the survivors shall be those whom the Lord calls. Pagdating ho rito sa 28 to 31, parang nagkaroon ng shift ng tone, ano? Nagkaroon ng shift ng pagkakasulat si Joel because he turns to the time in the future. He's now not addressing yung immediate context. Now he addresses something that is prophetic. Something that is going to happen in the future. Kaya mapapansin nyo sa verse 28, sinabi dyan, it shall come to pass afterward. Sa una, parang hindi related ang verses 18 hanggang 27 at itong 28 hanggang 32. When I was just soaking myself in this passage, sabi ko, ano ang relationship ng dalawang ito? Pero both of these, I've seen, are very related. Very related. Some would say ang verses 18 to 27 talks about physical restoration at ang 28 to 31 naman ay spiritual restoration. Now, I don't think dahil sa given context neto, yun yung ibig sabihin po neto. Bagamat may physical restoration na nangyari sa 18 hanggang 27 dahil nga God restored yung land, which is yung inaral natin ngayon lang, pero this is because may nangyari something spiritual. Nagkaroon po ng spiritual renewal ang mga tao. Israel repented from their rebelliousness and idolatry and trusted Yahweh. So, ang physical restoration ng land ng Judah is an evidence ng true repentance nila sa heart. Pareho ito spiritual, so hindi lang ho siya physical. Now, God, through the prophet Joel, prophesied a greater renewal na mangyayari. So verse 28 hanggang 32, it points toward to a unique moment when the Spirit of God will be given to all who repent and trust Jesus as Lord and Savior. At dumating ang araw na yon, nung sinabi ni Jesus sa Acts chapter 1, verse 4, wait for the promised Holy Spirit to come to His people. And then He ascended. After sabihin ni Jesus yon several days, Joel's prophecy is fulfilled on the day of Pentecost. In Acts chapter 2, na kung saan binasa sa atin ni Jerome kanina, allow me to read it again sa Acts chapter 2, verses 17 po hanggang 21. Sabi dyan, in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy, and I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness, the moon to blood, before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. It shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Same words as if quoting mismo si Joel. It's because he was quoting mismo si Joel. Dr. Luke, ang author ng book of Acts, alludes to Joel. Okay? And saw the fulfillment of his prophecy in the day of Pentecost. Halos parehas ang pangyayari nung time ni Joel at nung time mismo ng crowd nung after nila ma-experience yung miraculous tongues na tinatawag. Yung manifestation sa Acts chapter 2 mismo, when they were waiting for the promised Holy Spirit, it came like a sound, like a rushing wind. And everyone na nandoon sa loob ng lugar na started speaking different tongues. Ano ibig sabihin po ng different tongues? Different known languages. At inatest po yun ng mga tao na kung saan yun yung heart language. So there are several. You can look up Acts chapter 2. And dahil dyan nagkaroon ng confusion ng mga tao, ano nangyayari dito? Nakainom ba sila? Hindi sila nakainom. Peter comes up and preach a powerful message of the gospel. After preaching yung gospel message na yon, interestingly, they ask a question na somehow similar na nangyari doon sa time ni Joel. At eto ang tinanong nila kay Peter after presenting the gospel. What shall we do? Peter responded by echoing what Joel called Israel to do many years ago sa time niya. And here it is, verse 38 to 39. And Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord God calls to Himself. The message of the locust is a message of repentance. Yung nangyari po sa Pentecost, sa Acts chapter 2, is the same application na binigay mismo ni Peter after presenting itong kababalaghan na ito at na-witness nila at presenting the gospel. He calls them to repent and turn to Christ. And that same message is for us today. Friends, if you have not responded to the gospel, again, I urge you today, repent. Repentance means talikuran natin ating kasalanan at ilagay ang ating pananampalataya kay Kristo bilang Diyos ng ating buhay at tagapagligtas. This is an extended call to us. Ang chapter 2 concludes with two great realities. Ang reality na nakita natin sa Joel 2:30, na papalapit na ang day of judgment, and as Joel describes for us, wonders in heavens and on the earth, wonders of complete cosmic condemnation from the Lord, and the reality that there will be those who will escape the wrath of God. There's condemnation, yun yung imagery. Mangyayari ang mga bagay na ito. God will judge those na hindi sa Kanya, but meron din mga makaka-escape or maliligtas. And these are those who God has called, those who have repented and placed their faith in Christ. The truth is, God is the only one who saves. He is the only one who saves through His begotten Son, Jesus. Hindi ho religion, hindi yung mga mabubuti nating gawa, hindi yung kiniklaim natin, part ako ng isang religious group or pamilya namin lahat ay mga pastor, mga pare. Hindi po yun ang baysayan. Only God, only through Jesus Christ at yung ginawa niya sa cross, magkakaroon ng tunay na renewal, na tunay na salvation. If we call out to Him, kung bibitawan natin yung mga bagay na kung saan we anchor our hope on, and then put our immediate hope kay Christ, magkakaroon po tayo ng kaligtasan. Jesus is God's mercy sa mga nagre-rebelde. And whoever would come to Him, bow their knees, bow their hearts to Him, and embrace Jesus as the rightful King, Lord, Savior of their souls, maliligtas po sila. Ang pangalan ni Jesus is Yeshua. Yeshua na ang ibig sabihin ay Savior. Jesus came to this world to serve, not to serve, but to be served. Not to be served, but to serve. He came to serve us. He served us fully. He served us faithfully by giving His life as a ransom to many. So, those of us who came to Christ for salvation, this is yung image, this is yung character na dapat meron tayo. We are called to serve one another. We should embody mismo yung love and sacrifices ni Christ as we serve one another dito sa church. As we herald the gospel, as we give yung message na this impeding judgment na paparating. We no longer become, as we trust Christ, we no longer become objects of God's wrath, but are now beloved children of God. Friends, I would like to end here. God is extending mercy and grace to you ngayong araw. Jesus is inviting all sinners, all types of sinners, and nabanggit ko sa 1 Corinthians and Romans, regardless na yung outright rebellious o yung mismong silent na rebellious person ka, regardless kung anong klaseng kasalanan yun, there is an invitation coming from Christ to come to Him, and He will give you perfect rest. He will give you perfect restoration. He will give you perfect peace, perfect joy, perfect satisfaction, perfect worship between you and God forever. Pagdating ni Christ. Pagdating ni Christ, it is something to look forward to. Hindi na natin po problemahin po yung mga sakit-sakit na nararamdaman natin sa katawan or seeing a loved one suffer in illness. Hindi na natin may experience yung sarili natin na kinaiinisan natin dahil sinaktan na naman natin ng ibang tao because of our sins. Pagdating ni Christ, wala na ho lahat yan. There will be true joy and happiness and all worship and glory ay mabibigay natin sa Panginoon. Because ngayon, may chance pa ho tayo maging totoo yun sa ating buhay. As we approach Jesus Christ, as we turn from our sins and trust Him, because mercy comes to those who call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father, thank You for Your kindness sa amin. Thank You for Your mercy. Thank You for Your grace. We who deserve nothing but punishment, judgment for eternity, are now reserved, You have now reserved us a table sa presence mo for eternity. And this we long for, Lord. I pray, Lord, would You give us amazement sa aming heart? Would You raise our affections sa inyong anak na si Jesus that it would affect yung buhay namin? Help us to have a real concern for Your glory. Hindi po yung glory namin. We want You, Lord, to be the center of our lives. I pray for those na wala pa ho sa inyo ngayon. May this day be a day of salvation. And for those who are continuously trusting You as their Lord, may they be reminded that yung life nila ngayon is not their own anymore. It is bought by the blood of Your Son, and that they should be living and even dying for Your glory. Till we want, Lord, come, Lord Jesus, we long for Your return. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.